want to know all about it. Okay, now, basically, what he wants to know is about... He would like to know a lot about, like, the Newton strike. Do you know anything about that at all?
What?
About this, I think it was a steel mill.
Yeah, remember it was right there.
Where, Newton's steel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked there at the time.
Did you? Oh, good. what was it about? He didn't tell us anything about it.
The people in the shop didn't want to move. But they put picket lines up and brought them from the union out of Detroit and Cleveland. They came from all over the pickets. Put up a picket line. I intended to join the union, but when I went down there, they acted so rowdy. They tried to upset our car that we was in. So we said, the hell with it. We went up and joined the station police. And we helped break up that strike.
What was that?
Because they were just so rowdy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but it was the people in Monroe that were working at the mill?
Well, a lot of them were from Monroe and a lot of them have been transferred from the shop that's shut down the high. Been transferred up there. But the people in Monroe, or the people that worked there at the time, didn't want the union. It was, we either had to join it and they brought pickets in from other places and pulled the place down.
Oh boy. Okay, can the workers in the Newton Steel Mill be identified with any racial or ethnic group?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Did it have anything to do with, like, religion, the neighborhoods?
No.
Anything political? Just...
No.
Can you describe what the work was like there?
Rough.
No? Hard.
You worked there. It wasn't like the shops today, right?
So it was...
It was good wages. The people in Monroe at that time was making 40 cents an hour and he was making 65 and a half cents an hour. Base pay plus a commission, or plus a bonus system. And back in that, that was in the 30s, I forget what year it was, but we could take home over 100 bucks a week. And I worked in the hot mills. I worked 30 hours a week at top pay. And you get out of there and just, we worked 6 hours a day. You worked a half hour on, a half hour off because it was so hot. And we made good money. We could take home over 100 bucks for the week one night.
How much was it usually, you know, compared to what the usual person made?
40 cents. 40 times 40, $16 a week.
Paper mills and that was paying around 40 cents an hour.
Did you have, like, with the foreman and everything, did you get along with them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everybody got along really good until the people came.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It was a good outfit to work for, everybody liked it.
Okay. Kate.
The only thing, if you was a deadbeat, you didn't stay. He was out. Like in the shops today, you got deadbeats and they have to put up with them. Back then they didn't.
That's because you didn't have no union. They decided to fire you, they fired you, right?
Right.
That's why they did this paper.
You didn't want to do the work, they fired you.
Yeah. Or if the foreman didn't like you, he'd just fire you.
Can you describe the city of Monroe during the Depression?
Not really. People didn't hurt that bad. They went out to the nursery and got jobs and made a living. Some people going on relief. But basically most of them worked for a living. did something, just cheaper wages and stuff, more at the work. Because they didn't have these giveaway programs that they got today.
Well, how much was the nursery paying? They weren't paying very much, were they?
Oh, God. Enough to get by, but that was it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I forget what they paid.
Did you ever work out in the nurseries?
No.
We were learning about the nurseries, how much it was a part of Monroe.
It was a big part of Monroe.
Okay, how important was the Newton plant in Monroe?
Well, I was too young to know. Just the important part was it brought wages up to the finding the paper workers had to get more money and to compete.
It was probably about the biggest outfit that was there, next to the paper mills?
Next to the paper mills. Yeah, paper mills is the biggest. Monroe was always a paper mill town. Low wages, and low pay. And the steel mill paid better wages and everything. Of course, the paper mill, the work wasn't very high. I got a job in the paper mill and quit because it wasn't hard enough work. I told him to give it to a woman because a woman could have done any job in there.
Okay, well, I'm not even going to touch that one. Why did people join or oppose the CIO?
The only reason I opposed it because it was forced down my throat. I intended to join before they tried to force us to join. I don't like to be forced in anywhere.
Did other people join?
Oh yeah, a few. Not too many.
They kind of stuck with what you had to do? Your opinions that was being shoved down your throat?
Hello, little Bobby. You're wonderful.
How about probation, Monroe? How do you run the lunch?
You can talk about, important personalities in your life,
I didn't know anything important.
Wow.
Only myself.
Only yourself? Okay. We got that taken care of. Well, how about sports?
I never played any sports.
No? What did you watch?
We watched nothing. All we did, when we was young, all we did was work.
That's all you did, huh?
Yep.
How about your holidays? Christmas?
What holiday?
Yeah. What holiday?
On the farm, you don't take a holiday.
You don't take holidays.
You milk the cows, feed the chickens.
How'd you celebrate Christmas?
Didn't really celebrate.
You didn't?
No.
Did you go to church?
No.
No?
They had church in the house.
They had church in the house.
Yeah, the minister, the preacher went from house to house.
Eat. Bye, golly.
Eat.
Do you have any family traditions or stories? Anything that was told to you? You know, like your mom and your dad told you stories that were passed down from generation to generation? No? Nothing? Oh. You can't remember that junk? Can you remember anything about how the stores, it says merchant or retail stores?
Not that doesn't include bars though.
It doesn't? You can talk about anything you want to, Grandpa. So you didn't have any kind of recreation at all? Just working?
Oh, Sunday afternoons we'd go play ball out in the cow pasture.
Well, that's a sport.
After it was done with the night, we'd go over to Quarry Home, go swimming.
That sounds like fun.
And in the morning on the way to school, you're trapped.
Yeah.
Tell about taking a skunk to school. Mm-hmm. Like that.
I didn't take a skunk to school.
Somebody else took it.
No, didn't take it. I killed it on the way to school.
Aww. How'd you get close enough to kill it?
That was easy.
It was easy?
But I got dismissed from school.
That's
why he did it.
Uh-huh, okay. What about radios? Was radio a big part of your life, or did you guys have a radio?
We didn't even have a radio.
No radios, huh?
No.
You remember the first time you got a radio?
After I was married.
After you was married?
Yeah.
Oh, golly gee. Okay, here's a good one. This one you're gonna love. How about the roles of women?
What women?
Uh-huh. How was the roles of women? How were women treated?
Like anybody else.
Like anybody else?
Yeah.
You mean your thoughts didn't prevail back then?
No, women worked like men did. Mm-hmm. On a farm, women had to work on a farm.
Yeah.
Didn't
they would
hide
behind a team of horses, milking cows, just like the boys.
Your mother never, did she?
No, mother never, but I mean...
She had too many kids.
Younger women did.
Yeah. So there really wasn't any... There couldn't be any distinction because everybody was always too busy working.
Right. You had to work to live back then. Now you don't have to. Uncle Sam will keep you. Taxpayers will keep
mm-hmm.
you.
Oh, my goodness. What about the schools? How have the schools changed?
Well, the schools back then taught you how to read, write, and arithmetic, and today they don't.
I can read.
You're the exception, though. Your dad's not such a great reader. He didn't have wallhead sight reading, and he can't read with a darn. He don't read either. Well, I don't know, it was a Byron that couldn't even do arithmetic problems, so he couldn't read them.
That was Walt, too.
That was Walt. They
had
sight reading.
So they couldn't do it.
They were good into math until they got to reading problems, and then they were off because they couldn't read it. And this was in 7th, 8th?
Well, through high school, they think that the dumbest.
Yeah, in algebra, they couldn't make it out because they couldn't read it. Because they couldn't, and they couldn't, weren't no good in spelling because they couldn't sound it out because they never had to learn the vowels and the, they couldn't sound out TH or ION or anything like that because they had to look at it, see what it was. Neither one of them can read. Neither one of them can spell either. They just got through because they passed the algorithm, I guess.
What about how the family, how much influence there was within the family, how the family has changed?
I don't think they've changed that much today.
Not really?
They got more modern equipment and everything like that today. Back then you didn't have, you had to make do. Women had to cook. They didn't have frozen forks and, or foods and all that stuff already prepared. You had to make it yourself.
Here, eat this, baby.
Yeah. You don't think right now because there's so much modernization that the families have kind of spread apart because of it?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's not a, they're not near as close as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Families aren't.
And your family, most families were really close together.
Oh yeah, close.
They just about have to be because of the working.
Yeah. Yeah, years ago, if you got in a tight place, you'd always go home to live. Everybody lived in one house.
Back
I think that
the,
was a thing.
Back in Depression days, and the kids all come home to live because they couldn't find work. And when things picked up, they were not found. There's nothing for 3 or 4 families to live in one house. They didn't go on their leave. They made do with what they had. People back then was too proud to take leave. Most of them. Now today, it's a way of life. It is.
Yeah.
You haven't met some bubbly.
People have no pride in themselves anymore.
They think the government owes them a living. They don't owe the government nothing.
Turn it around. This so
now, it's, now it's changing.
See?
Do you remember anything about how automobiles affected your life?
No, we liked them.
You liked them. Did you guys have one when you were younger?
Yep. I started driving when I was 11 years old.
11?
Yep.
I can imagine you driving anybody.
Yeah, but you probably could drive 100 miles and not meet another car.
Yeah. How
was social life? Look at the baby.
How did you guys meet other people?
Usually just neighbors get together. In the wintertime, neighbors really got together all the time. Butchering and thrashing was a big deal. That was a neighborhood deal.
Everybody got together and brought everything together.
Yeah.
And a big shebang.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're living in Florida or settled in the Monroe?
Well, I came up here out of the steel mill and got acquainted with Marge. That's how I got here.
That's why he stayed here.
That's why I stayed here.
She trapped you, huh?
Yep. I got trapped.
Mm-hmm. How have people influenced? How have people, more important people, influenced your life?
They haven't.
Nobody really has?
No.
Like, I was talking to Mom, and you know how Kennedy, she said Kennedy really affected her life and stuff like that. She said she didn't realize it until later on. Nobody's really done that.
Here and there, people don't come. I mean, I can see Kennedy, because I mean, never a lot of people felt bad. Because you hear people still say, well, if he had been living, things would have been different, you know. Mm-hmm. He's safe.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you don't come in, we don't come in contact with no.
Oh, shoot. Well, how are churches? You didn't go to church. Or the ministers came to your house?
I never belonged to any church by name, but my folks always, the church they believed in didn't have a name.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in the Bible. The ministers went out two by two and preached the gospel, spread the word. They'd come to our house, they'd live at our house. They'd go to somebody else's house and live there. They had no churches. They don't believe in them because Christ never had one.
Is that church still around?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's all over.
Did it have a name besides?
No. Mm-hmm. Christ never took a name, so they didn't.
Okay.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
That's what I say. You don't have to go to church because God didn't have a church.
I mean,
when people say to you, well, you should go to church, well, why should you go to church, really? I mean, that's the way it is, but you don't have to go to church to be a Christian.
How has the government influenced your life? You know how...
Keeping him pretty good right now.
No. What do you remember about the government?
Our government's for a few people. By a few people, and how are the rest of them?
I think we hit everything, you know that?
That guy on TV this morning was talking, he was interviewing somebody one day, and he said, we were in a hell of a mess or something, and that guy really quick changed it, you know, I don't, he didn't believe in swearing this thing. He says, you mean in a mess?
Well, it's got streetcars written down here. Do you care to make a comment about that?
Didn't know much about them. We didn't have any on the farm.
I didn't think so. Well, how about this? How about
boy,
horses?
No.
Horses? Yeah. We had plenty of horses.
He rode a streetcar when he was a little boy.
Huh?
You were a little streetcar when he was a little boy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I rode a streetcar. I almost got run over by a streetcar. I crawled out on the tracks, and my mother told me this. We lived right close to the railroad tracks, Pennsylvania, and I crawled out on the tracks. The conductor stopped the car and picked me up and took me back in the house.
Hi.
Streetcar.
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
There was a gate there, but it was left open, and I crawled out. I was about probably like Danny or Scotty.
Hi. What you doing to the man?
You're tearing it up, Evan. You probably only run 2 miles an hour, you know, back then.
That's true. All right, how about minority groups? How were blacks treated?
We didn't have any blacks when I was young. Were they blacks back then at all? A few come into towns and that, and they were treated all right. But there were so few of them that they got along good. It's when you get a group of blacks together that you have troubles.
So there wasn't really any like Jim Crow laws going on?
Not in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Were they there here when
Yeah, Monroe was full of them in East End, but they kept their place.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
What about some toys? Do you
want to
say anything to me?
Mm-hmm.
Anything at all?
No, you don't even want to talk to me. Gosh. Do you have anything, like anything written down about the strike? Anything at all?
No.
No pictures or anything?
No.
No, nothing. You just want to forget about
that. Wasn't that Billy Club who you had in the strike in?
Yeah. They issued us Billy Clubs when I was on the special deputy. A lot of us went up and joined Mayor Nags put a special deputy force on.
Uh-huh.
We signed up with special deputies to break the strike. Give us all Billy Clubs. We ran around the city of Monroe with shotguns.
Yeah.
Anybody get in the road, I know one car load of strikers come down and breaking out windshields and that,
here.
And they started getting away. One guy with a deer rack would go down and blow his tires out. I never forget him. He was a little enemy store. I never forget him. He just squatted out.
Do you remember anybody in the strike that had a kind of an influence on either side?
No. Not really.
Just a group of people? What did you do? You were just, they were shooting involved in this?
Yeah, not any major shooting. When they broke the strike up, they used tear gas guns. And I remember one guy carrying the gas gun to shoot a shell. Somebody hollered, don't let that guy get pictures for some reason. Up with a trailer taking pictures of a photographer. So he hit him with a tear gas bomb. shouted at him and knocked him off. He didn't get no pictures. Because the union used those pictures. The press would use the pictures.
Put it back, Gordy. Put it back on this, Gordy.
Oh, yeah, it was quite a wild deal. They threw rocks, mainly, wasn't too many guns used. Just rocks around, breaking out car windows, and slashing tires and all that stuff. Upsetting cars. Union was good
there
at that.
There you go.
Upsetting cars. Do you remember the day the picket line was broke?
Hmm?
Do you remember the day that the picket line was broke? When you were?
That's when they broke it.
When they
used the gas and everything, yeah.
Hmm.
I think all the pickets was from out of town. There wasn't any, I don't believe there was any or very few that was individual workers from the shop. That was a major strike. It was called all over and they sent pickets in to close the place down and make them join. It wasn't taken by a vote to strike at our shop.
You guys had no choice in the matter?
No, there was no choice at all there.
They didn't, you guys didn't even get to voice the fact?
We would have joined, a lot of us would have joined the union if we had been requested to and a half before then. They just, when we went down there, there were three of us in the car. And we went down there and they just grabbed a hold of it and said, sign this, and shoved the paper at us, sign this, or we'll let, you know, let them do to us. Just put the thing in gear and took off. And what the hell is that? And that's what we went down for, was to sign this. It was actually the wrong approach to use for anybody at that time. They might get by with that stuff now, but that strong arm force didn't work.
Do you have any thoughts or feelings about any of this? Any of the things like the strike?
No. Well, it was due to shut down even then. Because at that time, although it was Newton Steel, Republic Steel had bought it out. Republic was building a modern, this mill was obsolete. Republic was building a modern mill in Cleveland, which replaced a lot of the smaller steel mills.
So this mill was closed down after the strike?
Yeah, shortly after.
Didn't one in there after the steel mill went out? That was another steel mill went in?
No, Kelsey Hayes came in. Ford tried to get it then, they wouldn't, the big wheels of Monroe tried to keep Ford out, they wouldn't let Ford have it. So Kelsey Hayes bought it and sold it back to Ford, which Kelsey Hayes related to Ford anyway, you know, by the way. So Ford still got it. Ford's the one that really got the wages up where they're at now. That helped break the steel, paper mills, because the paper mills couldn't afford to pay that kind of money, so the paper mills eventually went out of business because their machinery and everything was obsolete and they couldn't pay wages.
Hmm.
So the only thing they could do was shut down or have new equipment.
They shut down, huh?
Most of them. Well, they worked for years, but putting modern equipment in, some of them stayed in, but now there's hardly any paper mill. It's not a paper mill city like it used to be.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
appreciate it.